Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are enjoying this science experiment that I'm witnessing over here on the table of the studio right now. Is we get protein powder everywhere.
I know we don't. A little bit. I remember. I do have a minor in chemistry.
I know. You got pipettes and petri dishes.
Oh, yeah. I'm used to all this stuff.
Oh, gosh.
I never had to do it on camera before. So it's kind of.
You're making that 60-second breakfast, I call it.
Well, this is what happens when you end up basically run late in the morning.
It happens. Sometimes you're late. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes it's just whole ordeal.
What's nice is when you shake one of these and it opens up on you.
With the lid's not snapped down. Yeah.
I don't put it up by my face. I've made that mistake before.
Hope you guys are enjoying the updated shows on thebrewershow.com. We got all these different topics that we bring up every single day for your viewing pleasure. On top of that, you can go in when you click the topics of the episodes. You can see about the episodes, show notes, related episodes. And that's the 60-second breakfast, man. You nailed it.
Done.
That was fast.
Were you timing it?
I wasn't, but I was under 60 seconds.
Was it under 60 seconds?
You can tell, yeah. Well, other than the whole chemistry set at the beginning. But you guys can also see at the bottom, we list the products that we talk about in each show to give you guys a heads up on everything so you got full access to it. And you can go on Rumble, Spotify, Gab, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts at any point in time you want to watch these shows. And we appreciate your continual viewership and support of Team Health Masters. And again, if you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us at Team Health Masters and the product of the week, the Ultimate Multiple Powder. Excuse me, Ultimate Multiple Capsules. I stand mistaken. On sale for product of the week. Be sure to check that out at Team Health Masters. That's on sale for over 15% off right now. So be sure to take advantage of that with all the different sales and specials we have going on. And also, I have this set up. Whoops, I was trying to go there. The GHI Cleanse 3-pack. And I'll have an updated photo.
Oh, and people have been asking for that.
Yes, and I also have a 6-pack of the Fit Food coming up. We need five, get one free.
Well, we need to do a 6-pack of the GHI, too.
You want to do that? It's going to be my product.
Yeah, I know, but people love this stuff.
Yeah, it's a good detox formula.
I take it every day.
We did the 3-pack, and it's been popular. Just because, I mean, the thing is, when you start taking this stuff, I mean, quite frankly, you start using it, you start feeling so good on it.
Well, then you run out.
Yeah.
And now
we have
an
auto ship option.
Yeah.
But then, you know, sometimes it's like, well, the auto ship wasn't timed properly because you got it coming in a week or two as far as setup on auto ship, but then you're out.
Oh, do you guys like our new studio setup with the shelves?
I have more product coming.
We thought we would correct, you know, we thought we'd try to make it look better.
And we need more space for more inventory from the office. So overflow comes over to the studio now.
And now we have another empty can of Fit Food I stick on the shelf.
So when you see the inventory get real low, that means you guys are buying it and we're almost out. So make sure you stay stocked up on it. When we're real full,
I have a lot of inventory in here.
Then you have your endless supply of purple sticks.
Never run out. You know, years ago when we ran out of the original formula, which by the way, this new formula is vastly superior.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, no comparison. I remember I got 8 cases, brought them home.
Yeah, I remember.
We warned everybody. I remember then you got all irritated. Like, I need some boxes of purple stick. You've got 8 cases.
Why customers asking for product?
We did. I gave a bunch of
them away. I stole a bunch.
Yeah, you did.
These I
had them hidden in my closet in my house. Kind of threw a blanket over them so nobody could see them.
Middle of the night, he's like, Austin, what are you doing in my house? I said, nothing. Walking out the door with a box, running out. I got him. And
it wasn't that bad, but that's a good story, though.
You guys were happy about it, though, because I had to, you know, kind of.
Here's a great story. The Pentagon is still mystified as drone drama deepens.
Oh, gosh. What's going on with this thing?
Well, no, this is a soft disclosure. They're telling us that we've got UFOs, and they're wanting us to know about it. And then, you know what most people in America have done, though? They yawn. They don't care.
No, they're too busy with the reality shows.
No, they're too busy with their Netflix. No, they're too – they're too concerned about Kim Kardashian and her latest, buttock implant or whatever.
Does anybody even watch her anymore?
I hope not. She's so disgusting. And it's ridiculous. Or we got Taylor Swift, running around doing whatever she does.
Music stuff, yeah.
And a lot of guys still think she's a tranny, but now whether she is or not, I don't know.
Oh, people are increasingly less obsessed with Disney and their unbelievably failure of a Snow White bomb movie breaks the record for the lowest live action remake Disney movie of all time.
You know what this is? This is terrible. I'm going to say something ugly.
Oh, boy. It's Tuesday.
I've got to try. Tuesday.
No. Rich, give me this camera four here for a second. Give me camera four. You got camera four going? Oh, all right. Okay. You see that? Look at her face. All right. Okay. Come back to us. This is what Savannah would call my youngest daughter. And I mean, this girl's got a good one. I'm going to say something really bad.
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
Oh, but it's the truth, though.
Say it. Get it out. It's Tuesday.
She has a resting biatch face.
No, it's not even a biatch face. It's a resting bitch face. Let's just be
real. Oh, man.
No, I mean, let's just be real.
She looks mean.
Yeah, she is. There she comes out and she goes, Snow White, the new remake of it. It's about Snow White not needing a man to support her, and she can do anything she wants, man. And she's empowered. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, if you want to make a feminist film, go for it. But don't remake a 100-year-old film and try to twist it.
Got
to
get her off the screen. I can't look at her. I mean, you know, and yesterday was so funny. I was watching I was watching this TikTok. Now, whether or not this was staged or not staged, I don't know.
It was staged.
You know, but it looked a little bit staged to me, but there's a little bit of reality. Some guy's in a college class. It's like an after-class class, you know, in the evenings. And he has a MAGA hat on.
Yeah.
And he has a giant Butch Dyke lesbian teacher. And she walks up to him and says, take your hat off in my class.
Oh, boy.
And he goes, no, I don't take my hat off. She goes, I don't allow hats in my classroom. I don't care what it is. And they get this giant fight. And this Butch Dyke bows up on him. I mean, bows up on him.
The professor?
Oh, yeah. No, she's mean. This is one of those. This is like Dottie at my mom's cottages, man. She's aggressive. She likes to beat up.
I mean,
you don't want to. No, the language is awful.
Oh, is it bad?
No, the language is bad.
That's play with no sound.
Well, yeah, but then they stand up and go nose to nose, and they're screaming at each other in the classroom.
Is he was staged, though?
I don't know, but it was a good stage. and then he walked. Then he walked. And she goes, "This is supposed to be a history class. This is horrible." And he walks over to a map on the wall. He goes, "You even still have it? It still says the Gulf of Mexico. This is crazy."
Oh.
So I think it was staged. But the point was, it was just a really, you don't realize when certain people, you know, primarily, the phones are buzzing here.
Hey guys, I'm on the show. Please don't call me right now.
Thank you. You do have a substantial fan base. I'll give you that.
I try to take care of all my customers.
Well, yeah, but you know, a lot of times they say, "Well, I've got something to say.
I know.
You've got to answer me."
You're not going live. Sorry. I mean, we could do call-ins again.
We used to do that.
Oh my gosh! You know what happened though?
You got to screen them.
Well, it's not even that.
You got to screen them.
No, I love you guys. I do.
I love all of our customers.
I love you guys. But what happens is when we do a call-in,
some of y'all got some wild stuff to say though. We go live.
We have the board. You know, Todd has the board. You know, and he runs it, and I've got to run it off my other iPad. And all of a sudden, as soon as you call in, as soon as we give the number out, the whole thing locks up. It's all the lines light up, and we're like, great. And so we thought we'd take phone calls for 10 minutes. It took the whole hour, and a lot of you guys really, really, really don't like Israel. Well, I can't say I really care much for Israel either. But the point is,
we try not to get too derogatory on the show. Some of the listeners just got real aggressive, and I'm like, Dad, we're live, guys. You can't say that. It can't be that blatant.
We don't need anybody applauding the Holocaust on the show.
No, that was inappropriate. That was inappropriate.
Yeah, I would say that. And I told Austin, I said,
that was not okay.
If we can't screen these things, we got to basically, do something here as far as just not do this anymore.
Well, problems were live.
Yeah.
And we don't have a beat.
No, it was all. No,
I guess we could do that.
No, Todd said he had 3-minute delay.
We had 3-minute delay.
I don't want to do all that. By the way, I'm going to go back to this Pentagon thing. This is great. It says objects exhibiting advanced technology continue. This go by the way. We cover this in Angel Wars. Continue to fly with complete impunity over sensitive military installations and critical infrastructure, despite the Pentagon's advanced imaging and sensor capabilities. The nature and purpose and origin of these enigmatic craft are unknown, raising an array of pressing national security concerns. In interviews with 60 Minutes earlier this month, two recently retired four-star Air Force generals and the Air Force commander overseeing North Airspace Defense begrudgingly admitted that the drones that loitered in a dramatic fashion over key military assets in recent years remain a confounding mystery. These are four-star generals. And that's why I tell you that one book that I read, it was called The Money Mafia by Helluride, the former prime minister, not prime minister, defense minister of Canada. And then he talks about the day after Roswell with Colonel Corso, How It's All Real. Those two books are a must read because Senator Roger Wicker, chairman of the Senate Armed Forces Committee, told 60 Minutes that despite being privy to classified briefings at the highest level, the Pentagon and the National Security Advisor are still mystified by the repeated incursions. No, they're not. That's a complete lie. They're not mystified about anything.
Not at all.
They know exactly what it is. Noticeably, the objects are impervious to the electronic jamming efforts, indicating they are not off-the-shelf lobbyist groups. They're the size of an SUV.
No,
they're not.
This is the thing. The Pentagon has very significant active denial systems mm-hmm. and all types of jamming systems. They're saying these things are impervious to jamming efforts.
No, they want – okay, a lot of times – I talked to Dave Hodges about this, and he told me that a lot of times they believe that these units are basically coming in there and looking for signatures for for radioactive material for bombs. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Dave was speculating on it too. But it says in the most detailed publicly admitted available footage of these crafts, the perplex clue of the USS Omaha watch – listen to this. Their infrared video display as a vertical spherical object moved against strong winds – wasn't affected by the winds, before descending slowly into the ocean. The sphere was one of many drones tracked on radar swarming their ship that evening. Meanwhile, the sailors positioned outside the ship's deck recorded mobile objects with bright flashing lights hovering and maneuvering around the Omaha. How can a spherical object move against strong winds and descend in a seemingly controlled manner into the ocean is the evidence of breakthrough technology. How and why did these groups of these craft put on such strange displays in full view of the Navy ships? Okay, the Omaha incident was not unique. The following day, several other objects swarmed another Navy vessel, the USS Paul Hamilton, with one descending, splashing into the ocean. Now, I'm going to say this to you again, and I covered it in Angel Wars. These things are very real. They are extraterrestrial, sort of, because they're based here in the world on the Earth that we know as our planet, and it's probably ancient fallen angel technology that's still being used today. I covered it in depth. So don't be all, oh, my gosh, we've got aliens. Don't let them do that to you. It'll be another big psyop. Werner von Braun warned us about that. Well, the secretary did, Operation Bluebeam. This is very real. The Bible talks about these entities. It goes into detail about these entities. It goes into descriptions about these entities. And I did the same in Angel Wars. Don't let it mess with your head. We are being controlled through extraterrestrial entities, we would call them fallen angels, on this planet today, being run by ancient Canaanite religions, which is a sex death cult. All of this stuff is very, very real, and the Bible talks about it. In fact, I was reading, we had a scripture verse on Sunday in church, and it said basically how this one guy was basically commingling the blood of the Gentiles with the offerings of these other people with human sacrifices. So let me ask you another question. If they're going to do that, commingle the blood of us with their sacrifices, what are they going to do if they rebuild the new temple? I just brought that up. But I'll read it to you. I'll find it to you. I'll read it in a second, mixing the blood of their sacrifices with human blood. So it's some weird stuff when you start thinking about this stuff, but don't let it mess with your head. Jesus Christ still built the universe. God is still the same yesterday, today, and ever. We can still do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are not of this world. We are simply passing through. Always remember that. This is not really something that we should be too concerned about. We should do the best we possibly can while we're here. But remember, we have eternity left after our 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years here. Attorney's a long time. What do you think, Austin?
That's wild topic to get into at the beginning of the show.
Oh,
but it's very, very strange. But you got to remember the same thing in Saul with Admiral Byrd. I mean, he talked about basically those flying saucers or flying spaceships that came out of the water in Antarctica. That was what they talked about. Man, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't witness it, but it's some pretty crazy stuff. There's other health news getting into for the show. North Carolina Supreme Court rules that family can sue over vaccination without consent. This is huge and is a good precedent. The federal law does not bar claims brought by the parent. So what's interesting here is North Carolina says the federal law is granting broad immunity to vaccine administrators and others, does not preempt charges that a mother's constitutional rights were violated when her son was given a COVID-19 vaccine without her consent. Emily Happel and her teenage son are proceeding with the lawsuit against their local school board and medical organization. Tanner Smith, who was 14 at the time, was given a COVID-19 vaccine in 2021, even though administrators did not obtain parental consent.
Well, they're doing damage control now. They're trying not to have the entire thing collapse around them.
So they tried to run this under the PREP Act, the Emergency Preparedness Act, and say that they could operate and inject him without parental consent because of the PREP Act. And essentially, the lower courts found that this was not the case. North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice wrote in the majority that the law only provides immunity in situations typically involving tort law, such as serious injury, not constitutional violations. So it's crazy to me that they were literally trying to umbrella this under the PREP Act and say, well, because the Preparedness Act, which followed with the emergency use authorization of the vaccine under that, it was okay to inject this 14-year-old without parental consent. And North Carolina Federal Supreme Court said, absolutely not. This is illegal, it's unconstitutional, and you cannot inject a minor without parental consent. So it's going forward with a lawsuit on this, which I am very, very glad this is going to set precedent, because this is a very, very, very direct topic that cannot be compromised on. When you're talking about minors under the age of 18 and medical consent with parents and them trying to inject them with emergency use experimental shots, there's no gray area with this. It has to be a hard line. So I'm glad North Carolina Supreme Court ruled on this and the lawsuit's going forward.
Me too. By the way, I'm giving you the verses now. Luke 13, 1 through 5. Now, there were some present at the time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Also, in case you think I was making this up, Jesus answered, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too shall perish. Okay, and at War of the 18, who basically died, the Tower of Siloam fell on them. Do you think that they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will perish. And the thing that Pastor talked about on Sunday, which was so good, he was talking about that God will not give you more than you can bear. It was basically, that's when people always say that. But Pastor said it was kind of interesting. He said, the reality is, he says, a lot of things that happen to us, it's not from God, because other people do things to us that is not of God. You know, that Satan does things to you that's not of God, that you make your own decisions that are bad and they're not of God, and they cause all kinds of blowback for you and all kinds of other issues for you. And he was right about it. He says, now God, through Christ, will give you enough power and enough strength to get through all the other things that people do this, but God did not give these things to you or try to terrorize you with these things. It was a very, very good sermon. If you guys have a chance, you can go back and watch it on Sunday morning, you know, at Grace Lutheran Church in Winter Haven, the 10:45 service. And you'll actually see me sitting on the front row. You'll like that. But the reality is that it's just one of those things that people understand, that we've got to make sure that we maintain our relationship with Christ and with God all the days of our life. And I know I got a little preachy on this morning, but I saw this verse in church on Sunday morning. I thought I wanted to cover it with you guys. And then when I start talking about UFOs, Austin, a lot of people freak out.
Oh, I know.
Because they haven't listened to Angel Wars yet. But always make sure you listen to Angel Wars. It's the top of the website. Now, what do you got? What's your next story?
Another one discussing how BPAs now, and people are failing to realize how much BPA is in so many products that you use on a daily basis, and how we're starting to see massive hormone disruption, including lower in progesterone and estrogen in women, and also lowering testosterone in men.
This is not just BPA. It's everywhere. And it's even on receipts you get from the
clinic. Yeah. About here. It says BPA disrupts hormones and blood sugar metabolism. It says you start your day with to-go coffee, heat up leftovers in a plastic container, grabbed a receipt at the store without realizing you've been exposed to BPA at least 3 times before noon. BPA is often discussed in relation to female hormone estrogen, which affects her way beyond reproductive health. And it goes to detail talking about disrupting hormones cause a wide range of effect, including reproductive hormones, which can cause infertility, low sperm quality, also an impact on leptin, which leads to increased appetite and higher risk of obesity. I didn't even know that. I didn't know it basically increases your appetite.
Well, yeah, estrogen.
That's true.
It wants to increase fat cells.
And remember, estrogen and testosterone in males are antagonistic. So if estrogen starts to go up in males, testosterone will naturally go down. That's why it's important to run the DIM estrogen control if you're on like a testo.
And the other thing, too, if you really get an increase in body fat, you get a lot of body fat, it starts acting as its own organ in your body, and it starts producing a lot of estrogen. And that's with guys, too. It's just that's why you got to keep your body fat levels low. It's really important.
It's crazy here. It says, additionally, BPA disrupts the hormone regulatory system in the brain and pituitary, interfering with normal function of brain pituitary gonadal axis system. It regulates reproductive hormones involving the brain, pituitary, and gonads. At a more fundamental level, BPA can change how genes work by turning certain genes on or off. Mm-hmm. This may increase the risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, interfering with fat storage and insulin regulation.
Now, what I do is when I pump fuel at the gas station, number one, there's feces on all the fuel pump panels. Just let you know that.
There's a lot on Palm Beach.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot on everything.
It's unbelievably nasty, all right? So you're better off to wear gloves, all right? But then you get plastic gloves that may contain BPA too, right? So what you can also use canvas gloves, but you can't really throw them away. Well, you can, but it's kind of expensive. But the reality is what I do is if I'm not wearing gloves when I'm pumping gas, what I do is even after I take the receipt, I put it in my wallet, and I have bottled water that I refill from tap water in the doors of my vehicle, and I will pour it on my hands. I wash my hands at the pumps. Now, sometimes you'll have a water spigot that'll work, but usually there's so much pressure on those things, yeah. You get soaking wet trying to do it. But always try to wash your hands after you handle gas pumps. Really, really, really important, especially with all the diseases and stuff that run around.
It says choose fresh whole foods, packaged and processed foods pretty much always contain BPA.
Mm-hmm.
It said choose BPA-free containers. Glass, stainless, or BPA-free plastic containers.
And never cook in plastic, ever.
No, and you get any of those microwave dinners, I told you guys, they have the cellophane wrap on them, and they're in basically a little carton or container. If you're going to eat those, make sure you're taking them completely out of the packaging, throwing them like a Pyrex into the oven or throwing them in a skillet.
Don't use the microwave. You know, we've got a gas stove. It's made by, I think it's Wolf. And you could heat almost as fast as you do with a microwave.
I mean, I don't have a microwave in my house. A lot of people get mad about that when they come over and they need to heat something up. I mean, if you're warming something up for 10, 20 seconds in the microwave, it's not that big of a deal.
But if you get mad about not having a microwave oven, you kind of need to work on your attitude a little bit. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, you come to somebody's house, I'm going to fuss at you because you don't have a microwave. And I'm like, okay, well, how about this? How about I may not have hot water today either? You want to get mad about that? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, you find something to get mad about, but don't make it a microwave.
Also says here, check canned food labels. Many contain BPA. They'll say BPA-free options.
And they have BPA linings on them. They have plastic linings in the cans.
This one there says, check recycling codes. Plastic bottles labeled recycling codes 3 or 7 usually contain BPA. When possible, choose alternatives to reduce exposure. So just thought of something I would throw out there for you guys this morning.
Bottled water has BPA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially when the plastic is really
pretty much the softer the plastic, the more BPA is in it. Yeah. That's and also too, the higher the heat it's exposed to, the more the BPA leaches into the water as well.
You know, it's interesting. An interesting story was done back with the Gulf War 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever it was now. And they were basically storing diet sodas.
Yeah.
In containers outside in the Sinai Desert, you know, over there, in the heat, 150, 202 degrees and the things. And they were using diet sodas in there, and basically, you know, aspartame is very unstable at over 85 degrees. I just thought I'd mention this to you. So when you're drinking aspartame that's been heated up in a container, whether it's glass or plastic, that aspartame breaks down inside of the container and turns into aspartic acid, phenylalanine, and methanol paint thinner is what it is. And what happens, you drink that. And they had a lot of guys over there also who were coming down with Gulf War syndrome.
Yeah.
A lot of people said it was related to the amount of aspartame poisoning that was taking place. The same thing is true. You have plastic water bottles in your car, and you let your car sit out in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets up to 200 degrees in your car. You're thinking yourself, man, it's crazy hot in Florida here right now. I'm going to drink, and you try to drink the water, and it's hot.
Oh, and everybody's done it before. You're thirsty, and you go to grab some, you drink water, and you taste it, and it tastes like straight chemicals.
It tastes like plastic.
Spit it out, and you're like, God, it's like liquid plastic.
So don't heat up plastic and drink out of it. In fact, I recommend, like I said a few weeks ago, we used to have these glass Voss jars.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all
real. We got the glass they're apple juice jugs.
Gallons.
One gallon of
gallon. They look like apple juice running around with
moonshine. They're great if you're going to store something in your truck for backup waters. I always like that backup water.
Oh, I got to tell you a funny story.
Tell me a funny
story. This happened a couple of weeks ago. I was checking out of a hotel, and there was this, like, 90-year-old lady.
Yeah.
There were two of them.
Okay.
But they had their little wigs on. They were hitting on me.
Oh, yeah.
90-year-olds hitting on me. They start talking to me. They start asking me all these personal questions. And I'm like, great. The 90-year-olds hitting on me.
So funny.
No, it was true. No, this. And so I had the gallon of moonshine. Okay. She thought, you know, in my luggage when I rolled it to the car.
Oh,
to load
it was
up.
A glass.
She wanted to smell it to see if it was real moonshine. She said, well, can I smell that? And I said, it's water. And so she runs over to my car, right, and sniffs the bottle.
Opens it up?
Oh, no, and I open it up. She sniffs. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was crazy. It was so funny. I thought myself, yeah, I still got it. The 90-year-old hit on me.
You really want to mess with people? Just put a like a tape on the side of it. And just put 190 corn.
Oh yeah, that's right. But that's the funny thing when you run around with those gallons of apples you showed. But no, they had wigs on because they have hair left. And they were real nice though. But they were funny both of them. They were like the duo there. They were
bro, a gallon of straight corn moonshine like that.
See how flammable that would be?
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I could pour it in the intake.
Straight alcohol dragsters.
Put it in my
dog. Pure blue.
Yeah, if you run out of gas, just pour it in the fuel tank. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
You could do that like 100 years ago. I don't think you do that anymore.
By the way,
85.
No, this is very interesting.
First tuning.
One of the primary people that was basically for prohibition. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Rockefeller.
A lot of people don't know this.
This is the original Model T's. You could run them on moonshine.
Yep.
You could run them on liquor, ethanol, or you could run them on gasoline. And there was a little valve, a little switch on the dashboard where you could flip it. And what people would do, they'd get these cars. There weren't gas stations everywhere. There aren't charging stations everywhere. But people had liquor stills. And they were selling like a gallon of moonshine at farms and make it for fuel. And they would go drive up in their Model T out. They'd take a drive out in the country. They start running out of fuel. They'd stop at the local farm, get a gallon of moonshine, pour it in the tank, switch it to alcohol, and they could drive home. That's why Rockefeller pushed prohibition so hard, because he wanted to have a monopoly over fuel production and gasoline production and oil production, and did not want you having the opportunity to run on alcohol. That you look that up in the history books. But I when I found that out, I thought that's really interesting. So some of the old ones, if you go to the museums, still have the switch for alcohol via gasoline.
Yep.
And I thought that was very interesting, because at one time we could have actually made our own moonshine. How did I get off on this topic? This is crazy.
The 190 corn moonshine.
Oh, that's right.
You take to the hotel and the 90-year-olds ask you about it. Speaking of water and fluids and everything in between, including moonshine.
I didn't know if the 90-year-old wanted to party with them.
Yeah. Gosh, go blind with that stuff.
Oh, it's terrible.
Uncertain future for water fluoridation. This is really starting to get mainstream now. It says monumental change at a local level while the federal government remains eerily quiet about fluoridation now. In the meantime, Americans are drinking treated water, but many states and cities are banning fluoride.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid dissolves pipes.
Talks about the landmark ruling in September that we covered.
Lowering IQ in children.
Yep, that directed the EPA to address the unreasonable risk fluoride in drinking water posed to lowering IQ in children, became a tipping point.
It does it in adults too, by the way.
Yes, but I think it's more prevalent children because the brain's not
It's developing, yeah.
Yeah. It says the decision motivated large numbers of local and state governments to ban fluoride in the water supply. They said change like this isn't going to happen overnight. This kind of momentum we've been waiting to see, he said. I don't think I'd see this kind of progress in fluoride in my lifetime, but I think it's possible. It'll take time. The wheels are turning. According to the Florida Action Network, at the same time, 50 communities nationwide have removed fluoride from the water so far. The chain reaction on the local level has been observed by silence on the federal level. With decades of denial and obfuscation is clouded, the public health issue remains unsolved and unaddressed, even as new research confirms fluoride health risk. There are many legal loose ends as well, and essentially this is becoming mainstream topic now. It only took, 80 years?
Oh, it's longer than that. Well, no, it's 1946.
Yeah,
about 80 years.
finally, we're discussing.
Well, no, we've dumbed down the population enough now. Between the MSG, the BPA, and the fluoride, now they figure they have to stop now because people are becoming unfunctional. They're dysfunctional. They can't do it anymore. Oh, by the way, they mock, they censored, and they ruin lives over misinformation. Now they casually admit the lab leak was obvious from the COVID. No reckoning, no apology, just gaslighting, lighting 2.0. These people don't deserve forgiveness. They deserve accountability. Now that Fauci basically has lost his pardon because of the RoboPen, which we've heard nothing else about.
By the way. I've been trying to find anything on that topic.
Maybe he'll be prosecuted, which I don't think is going to happen. Now, there are no political consequences for telling the truth. So Democrats say it's obvious COVID now came from a lab. Credit deserved for this. They should publicly beg those of us who were right all along for forgiveness, and we should not give it. This is interesting. Now there are no special political. This is terribly written, by the way. Now there are no political consequences for this telling the truth. So Democrats say it's obvious COVID came from a lab. Zero credit deserved for this. They should publicly beg those of us who are right all along for forgiveness. And it's not just the doggone lab leak that's the biggest problem. It's the lockdowns. It's the mask.
Yes.
It's the 666. It's the forced vaccinations, Austin, losing your job. I mean, this is on the, what they did here. Doesn't this should be prosecuted?
It's NYPD forcibly taking a mom and child out of a restaurant in New York City because they did not have vaccine cards and escorting them out and trespassing them almost at gunpoint because they did not have their vaccine cards.
Can't have restaurant. Can't eat breakfast here.
You know, we will not serve you. You're forbidden. You're boned. You're banned. Cannot come here if you don't have your papers. That was so bizarre to watch that. And the problem is now a lot of people forget about what they did.
I remember we flew down to Miami. I flew you to Miami in my plane. And we were looking at a car down there because we kind of like motorheads. And we went across the street to get some doggone a sandwich. You know, we walked across the street. It was like, you know, a couple hundred yards. And I walked into the place and there was a table right by the register.
Yep.
And they said, "You must put a mask on to order." And I'm like, "Okay, well, I'll sit here at the table and order here." I mean, I'm like 3 feet away. No. And I felt like they were saying, "No, peasant, you have to sit there and you have to stand and you have to bring us some money with a mask on 3 feet." And I said, "Do you really think the germs, if I had COVID, couldn't go 3 feet from this table where I don't have to wear a mask to order from you?" And they would not wait on us. Remember that, Austin?
Oh, yeah. That happened multiple times.
No, they would not wait on us.
Refused service.
So what I did, I went over to Publix, which didn't require masks. I walked into Publix and I said, "I need a rotisserie green wise chicken." And I think we got two of them. And we ordered those and we took the chickens and we're like a bunch of barbarians over there eating chicken by itself. But we had them. We had the chicken, ate the protein. But it is absolutely crazy that they were acting like this. And now it's like, "Oh, our bad. Nothing."
Whoopsie.
I was in a hotel down in Miami another time during this. And I was downstairs and I was ordering a cup of coffee, which I very rarely drink, but I do have an occasional cup. It makes me jittery. And I remember the lady goes, "You must have a mask on to order." And I said, "You know, I'm, you know, titanium with Marriott. I don't think I want to wear a mask." And they said, "Oh, you don't understand." And I said, "Yeah, I do understand. I'm not a peasant. I'm not doing that." And I mean, this lady went berserk on me.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't wear the mask.
Some people.
And I did get that cup of coffee, which I probably shouldn't have drunk anyhow.
I think we're out of purple sticks then.
Your mom used to always say to me, "Don't drink coffee. You get irritable." And you kids would always go, "Stay away from daddy's head coffee."
It does make you more irritable.
It elevates cortisol.
That's what I like about the purple sticks.
The purple sticks don't elevate it. Cortisol coffee does.
Well, the whole thing during COVID got so stupid. And that's what makes me so mad about this is they won't even come back and apologize or come back and say, "Listen, this is a screw up. Our bad. We handled this really poorly. We will not do this again." They're sitting there doubling down on saying, "We knew about the lab leak now. We knew the mask didn't work. We knew the shot wasn't safe and effective. We knew that lockdowns and all these different things that happened were not effective at all. But by the way, we're going to ignore them." And reading that, you brought up the whole thing about AutoPen. There has been only one article since
nobody saw it. You guys noticed nobody's talking about it.
The 17th was the last article. This one just came out on the 21st, the only one I can find. And it says GOP bill would ban the use of AutoPen to sign pardons after Trump deems Biden's void. They said the Signed Pardon Act will restore the integrity and important role in the justice system. But what's interesting about it here, they're talking about how the use of AutoPen to sign presidential orders, President Trump declared them void, but they're not really addressing what's going on with it. And what's crazy about it is I keep reading about it, and nobody's wanting to address it or go into any detail with it. They said that Biden was unaware of pardon signed in the final days of his term, which include party members of the House committee that investigated January 6th.
And Fauci.
And essentially, they were allegedly auto-pen. And Trump saying that they're void. But what's crazy about this is
no other verb, nothing else.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nobody's addressing it. I mean, it went kaput under the rug.
Well,
don't talk about it.
Somebody said, "Bury this."
It's exactly right. Yeah.
The powers that be, the people behind the curtain, that little
guy.
Well,
you got to remember that Fauci was a little rat. I mean, he looked like a little rat, but he had He had some backing behind him.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of money that boy's making, the amount of power that he got basically gifted during COVID, and how much autonomy he had to do anything he wanted. I mean, it was like, thus declare Fauci. Everybody's like, "Okay, we'll do it." I mean, that was bizarre. I mean, he was almost acting like the president in COVID, and now he's pardoned for everything.
Well, you know, the whole thing about it is when you realize that through pharmakia they control the world, then you realize this is seventh thing abolished Luciferian. You know what it reminds me of? This is,
was reminding you.
Remember Star Wars? You guys remember Star Wars?
Which one?
Oh, all of you. All the good ones.
All the ones, the good ones.
Remember they had the Dark Lord or the Sith or whatever. What was he called?
Darth Vader?
No, it wasn't. It was the other guy beside the one who trained Vader.
He was that
crazy one, the one that ran around and he could shoot electricity out of his fingers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Right. That's what Faust reminded me of. You know, it reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. You know, when you go, I'm gonna get you and your little dog too. You know, that's what Faust reminded me of. It was horrible, and yet he gets skate on all the stuff he did.
Everything,
because the boys who took down Building 7 are the same ones who control the planet, and who control Fauci, and who control the auto pen pardoning. You know, there's gonna be too much blowback from this if you go after him for
that's
this.
Exactly right.
We're gonna have too much to explain. And, you know, here's an interesting one. Whose side are they on? Fury as the U.S. plot to extort Europe over key global shipping routes. Our extraordinarily security bungle reveals Trump team branding closest allies pathetic freeloaders. Now, this has to do with these pirates, these people out here, you know, bombing stuff and doing all kinds of crazy stuff with missiles and all this other kind of stuff. And it says, you know, do you think we should do this? I just hate bailing out Europe again. This is J.D. Vance. Let's make sure our messaging is tight here. And if there are things we can do up front to minimize the risk to Saudi oil facility, we should do it. Then Hegseth says, I fully share your loathing of European freeloading. It's pathetic because they won't defend themselves. We have to give them all this money for NATO. But Mike is correct. We are the only ones on the planet, on our side of the ledger, who can do this. Nobody else even close. Question is timing. I feel now that it's a good time that any given POTUS directive to reopen shipping lanes, I think we should go. But POTUS still retains 24 hours of decision space. As I heard, the president was clear green light, but we'll soon make clear to Europe and Egypt what we expect in return. We also need to figure out how to enforce such a requirement. You know, if Europe doesn't remunerate, then what? If they don't pay for all the missiles we're fixing to drop, if the U.S. successfully restores freedom of navigation at a great cost, there needs to be some further economic gain extracted in return. Now, what I like about this, now, the reason I cover this in detail, this is with the Houthis and all the rest of this stuff and dropping a bunch of bombs all over these people. What I like about this is they're finally calling Europe out for being the freeloaders that they are, Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Because the same thing, you know, our budget for NATO is the bulk of budget for NATO.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we send our troops, we send our missiles, we send our guns, we send our armaments. Look at all the money that we've given to Ukraine. It's like all the rest of Europe combined equals ours, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think it touches us.
No. And the problem is that the world just expects us to be the policemen of the world. And this started after World War II, by the way. This started after World War II, and we have having 1,000 different military installations all over the world, these lily pad bases that we have to maintain. And because why would we maintain all these? Well, here it comes. The CIA basically allows their planes to go in unescorted and unsearched into these lily pad bases all over the world to run drugs. And now they're saying that with USAID, that the CIA, when they were told not to do certain things, they would go to USAID and they would turn around and let them fund everything that they wanted to do that was covert. So that whole thing turned into a black ops CIA, basically, you know, black ops funding pools.
From what I've read, and this is just what essentially I've been told and what I've read, because I've researched the heck out of it. When you start hearing about, remember I kept bringing the whole thing up, you know, what was it, Peruvian transgender comic books for $3.5 million? There were no comic books. There were no tranny books. There was nothing. That was just theater. That was ledger sheets. That was LLCs giving money to another LLC, giving money to another shell corporation, and basically funneling cash to different groups they needed to get stuff done. They came up with these unbelievably bizarre programs that didn't make any sense for these insane amounts of money. Then essentially they give these contractors, for $3.5 million for these comic books. Well, then nothing got delivered because there was no comic books. Then the money goes to another shell company, through another shell company, and all this black ops got funded through a significant amount of usage, from what I've been told from people that basically had been contractors.
Well, Ed Dowd said it this way when he was nailing the Dodge thing. He said both sides of the aisle are probably going to have problems. The Dodge revelations are mind-shocking, and he's talking about both Republicans and Democrats. The clear way in which the government was spending money through NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and people taking kickbacks and profits all the way will come out. There may have been theft all the way. What business does Stacey Abrams have getting $2 billion for an NGO? $2 billion, okay?
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense. It's going to be shocking, even shocking to me. I knew there was rot in the system, but the mind-blowing way the NGOs were used to facilitate the illegal immigration just blows my mind. The 10 million plus, closer to 20 million illegals that came over in the past 4 years, you just don't wake up one day in Central America and say, I'm going to go to the Darien Gap. By the way, that was run through Israel. Just thought I'd mention that. I've done that in detail. And go to the Mexican border and then meander my way into the interior of the U.S. without a tremendous amount of aid along the way and a tremendous amount of money. The NGOs facilitated that and probably took their cut. That what was all in economic cost of goodies they got here, plus the NGOs spent what the government now are saying about $100,000 per illegal that came into the United States. $100,000. $500 billion to $1.5 trillion, depending on the amount of illegals. That's how much money was funded through Biden to bring 10 to 20 million illegals into the country.
I'm not happy.
That's
happened.
How that subdivision got built.
I am so glad somebody's finally addressing this. If you guys remember, I did a show like 3 or 4 years ago when all the media coverage was talking about the 60 to 70,000 person group that was coming up. I think, what was it, from Argentina? Some from South America. Yeah. And they're walking. And I did.
No, they don't. You're not walking thousands of miles.
I said, this is a 2,200 mile trek. 2,200 mile trek.
Nobody walks
with
that.
60,000 people. I looked at the math on it.
In a lot of mountain areas.
You're talking, I think, what was it? It was between like 100 to 150,000, 150 million calories. As far
it was hundreds of thousands of dollars per day in food.
It was semi-trucks of food every single day in order to keep the people just basically alive. Shoes, clothes, water filtration. And I said, who's paying for all this? Mm-hmm. Who's feeding 60,000 people a day that are walking 10 to 15 miles a day?
When they had the siege of Stalingrad, right?
Yep.
You know, with the Germans. And they were encircled. They couldn't get supplies to them anymore.
Yep.
Hitler tried to airdrop to these Germans the food they needed for the day. There were hundreds of thousands of Germans locked up behind. Couldn't do it. They physically couldn't drop the food in. It was too much food.
Yeah.
And they had to basically let them become prisoners of war. And almost all of them died under Russia, under the torture of Russia. I mean, unbelievable. But basically, he goes, the result now says that the U.S. economy is propped up by these trillions of dollars in housing, et cetera. Okay. And it should have already tanked. Now, all of the spending on illegal invasion is going away. Dow says, when we wrote our report, we were surprised at how fast Dodge would get to work. That is why our thesis is playing out a little quicker than we thought. The housing market was on fragile ground a year or so ago.
Yep.
Okay. It was held up by illegal immigrants supporting rent prices, getting subsidies. So as that unwinds, we think there will be a mini housing issue like 2008, and housing prices are going to come back down, and that's a big driver of the consumption in the economy. This needs to happen because some affordability is off the charts. We used to have nice houses for rent here for $1,200 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Here in Auburndale.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's $2,000 to $3,000 a month, and you're like, and they're like little cracker boxes that are built unbelievably bad. They were built in this boom bust economy that, remember, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard were buying up these subdivisions and getting these massive cuts for the government, and it's out of this $1.5 trillion.
And what happened was it jacked the prices up so artificially with the housing market because these guys were coming in. They were buying whole subdivisions. Then they were basically pricing the market, everybody out of the market. So other subdivisions followed suit. All of a sudden, you're listing a house for $200,000. Well, this giant subdivision just got built up by BlackRock. They're listing all the houses for $350,000. And they're selling. Well, you're going to move your price to $350,000. And the price has exploded so quickly during COVID, it priced a lot of people out of the market. And then you had people that were trying to buy them. The 6-8% mortgage rates. That was it.
Do you remember when Andrew Tate got completely slammed and locked up and kept leaving the country and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? You know, one of the things that he did, he appeared on Piers Morgan a few years ago.
Yep.
Most people don't realize this.
Yep.
And he came in, he told the truth about COVID shots.
Oh, yeah.
And he told about, he basically said they were experimental and they were bad and they were toxic, et cetera.
They pulled that video down.
Yeah. He goes, on November the 2023, English television presenter Piers Morgan interviewed prominent Manosphere personality Andrew Tate on his show, Piers Morgan Uncensored, and one of them being the COVID pandemic. Tate appeared on other occasions, for instance, November 2022. During the interview, Tate made a few claims about the COVID-19 vaccines, casting doubt over their safety and effectiveness. And suddenly, he gets charged with human trafficking and rape by Romanian authorities. as well known, and he's well known, it says, for his misogynistic remarks, in which he encourages his following to share on social media. He has also incorrectly claimed depression isn't real and depression is a choice. Neither claim is true. And he goes on and on and on. The statement referencing the COVID-19 vaccine is a repetition of other claims that vaccines are experimental, which they were. And it goes on and on. I'm going to post this so you guys can read it. But I found it interesting how suddenly he was kept in his own country, basically ruined financially, and now he's finally out. And when he comes to this country, because he had made some comments about what happened in Gaza, suddenly he gets slammed again coming in this country by J.D. Vance. All of this stuff is really, really weird. Find out who you cannot criticize, and you'll find out who rules you. Just saying.
That's
what do you think?
Spot on. I've said that so many times. Find out what topics you're not allowed to talk about and talk about those topics. I'll tell you that right now. As soon as somebody tells you you can't talk about this, this is forbidden, you're not allowed to bring this topic up, you need to start digging into that topic.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
exactly what they did during COVID. You cannot discuss vitamin C. You can't discuss ivermectin. You cannot discuss D3 or we'll basically find you oblivion. You can't talk about any of them. Only thing you can do is go to the hospital and die on remdesivir. That's your only option.
Die, peasant, die.
How about I don't want to do that? How about I choose option B or C or D or anything other than your unbelievably poor decision that you want everybody to make? That's the reason why they don't want people to have the ability to make their own decisions. They want people to follow the exact decision that they're told. And
the peasants have to listen.
Yeah.
You know, the peasants aren't allowed to pick up pitchforks and torches.
No.
They can't storm Dracula's castle.
That's why they've done so much work over the years to try to ban so many stuff from firearms.
Oh, by the way, Count Dracula was a real person in history. His name was Vlad the Impaler. And Prince Charles is like the great-great-great-grandson of Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula. Just thought I'd mention that, you know, in Piercy. And, you know, I remember Princess Diana used to call her family lizards and everything else before they had her sacrificed, which is what happened in that tunnel, by the way. That's an ancient druidic sacrificial site where she died in that tunnel. And suddenly she's, you know, basically a princess. And it takes them 45 minutes to get an ambulance down there to her, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And they had to finish doing what they were going to do. By the way, Elon Musk, talking about stuff you can't talk about, is talking about South Africa and white genocide.
Oh, it's bad down there.
Woo, doggy.
We haven't talked about it in a while.
Oh, but the media says it's not real. Elon Musk once again lashed out his country of birth, South Africa, over what he claimed was an active promotion of white genocide. In his post on X on Sunday, the tech billionaire wrote that his Starlink satellite internet service cannot operate in the African country because he's not black. Whoa.
Wow.
Musk's remarks came amid tensions between Pretoria and Washington over controversial land exploration law signed in January that allows land seizures. This, by the way, they've been going on for years, without compensation, and aims to address longstanding disparities between South Black Africans and Afrikaner minority, the whites, who own nearly 75% of the country. That's not true anymore. Freehold farmland. And so what they do, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of example, they would give a 10,000-acre farm to a black family who didn't know how to farm. And they would have all these pipes all over the place for irrigation, and they would come in and bring all the pipes back in. They'd sell them for scrap aluminum. And what they would do on the 10,000 acres, they would take about a one-acre plot and grow enough food for them and their family and forget the other 10,000 acres.
Doesn't seem very effective.
Well, no, it doesn't feed the people.
No.
Because they didn't know how to do it.
Yep.
You know, farming, when you start farming 10,000 acres,
yeah, you better know
what you're doing. You could lose a lot of money really, really, really fast. Because if you get something wrong or get the planting wrong or get the seed wrong or get the water wrong, you could lose a lot of money. You'd be out of business quick. But they're taking these people and they're killing these farmers sometimes. They'll go in their house, they'll rape them and kill them. And then the government was saying, oh, by the way, we're going to give it to this family now because it's going to make it right. You know, you've got a skill set, whether you're a farmer or a rancher or a doctor or you're a lawyer, and to bring somebody in who doesn't have that skill set and expect them to do as good a job, it usually doesn't work. In fact, 99.99% of the time it doesn't work. And now we're seeing this with the white genocide in South Africa. And I've known so many people now that have left Africa and gone to other British Commonwealth countries like New Zealand. Do you remember that time we were in New Zealand and we were leaving at the airport? You may not remember this. And we had these bags with us. And all of a sudden they said, we pick your bags to search.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, why my bags out of nowhere? And so they took our stuff, you know, underwear and all, and dumped it on the counter, sort of rifling and throwing it up in the air. And then I looked at the lady, and her last name was Broer. Do you remember that? B-R-O-E-R, and she was from northern Germany.
Yeah.
And apparently she was one of my relatives. And I looked at her, I said, really? I said, we have the same last name,
yeah,
and you were going to rifle through my stuff? That was interesting, by the way. So you remember that?
Yeah,
that was. But I got a kick out of that because her name was same as mine, and it was funny. She's from the northern part of Germany up there, by the way. In Dutch, the name Brouwer means brother.
Yep,
it does, which I thought was kind of nice. And but it was interesting to me that that all of this stuff. And she had said she had escaped South Africa.
Yeah,
that's why I brought her up. Because she'd gotten out of that mess.
And I want to get your feedback on this. And I've had a few people ask me. They said, because you talked about you were going to take creatine to help out as far as with brain function.
I took it again last night, slept like a baby.
Sleep pretty good again?
I did.
That's strange to me. I didn't know this. We brought this topic up. This article came out about a week and a half ago, and it talks about how creatine actually boosts brain function when you're sleep deprived, and it can actually help your nervous cell function.
I went to bed around 11 last night. I mean, I woke up around 7.
Are you taking it before bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tried it during the day and it didn't do much. I thought, well, if it helps you to sleep, I'll just take it at night.
Yeah, very interesting.
I mean, I didn't have to get up at all. Just right through the night.
Huh.
And so I don't know if it's the creatine or the extra melatonin I took. I don't know. I'm not making that claim. But the reality is I slept really good.
Those studies are showing that it helps out with insomnia. It helps out with sleep disorders. It helps out with mental illness. It helps out with better sleep. So.
Well,
it's ATP.
I know one other thing I noticed too. This is odd because I'm glad you brought that up. Yesterday, I'm in the gym with Dan working out, and we did a leg workout.
Okay.
Now we basically keep increasing what we do on legs.
Volume.
Well, what happens? I started on the trace mineral supplements with with this thing right here.
Collagen.
Yeah, the collagen.
Collagen.
Yeah. I started. My left knee was bugging me. I started taking this collagen peptide stuff right with the trace minerals. And from grass-fed bovine, okay, and I take it every day with Van, and my knee started feeling better. So we decided to increase. Listen, this is interesting. So we started increasing the leg workout, and so I wasn't doing leg press at all because it was putting a little bit of pressure on my knees. And so I started taking the bovine stuff, and all of a sudden I started doing more reps. I started doing four sets. We have two different leg press machines here at the house. I started doing 20 reps on each machine, like one set the first day, and yesterday we got up to doing four sets per leg press machine with 20 reps, and we threw hack squats in it.
Okay.
Okay. And I thought to myself, I'm feeling really strong. I mean, really strong. And I thought to myself, what have I changed? I start taking the creatine.
Okay. Do you think that combined with it?
Possibly? I think this really helped my joints. Well, I'm not making any claims here medically, okay? But I'm telling you what I've personally experienced.
Well, the creatine, the one that we have, where it's basically a controlled release
capsule. I'm only taking two or three days.
I tell people, this whole theory from the old bodybuilding days, you got to load up on 5 and 10 grams of creatine and load up on it. It's not necessary. It massively overloads your kidneys. It increases your water retention.
And then the other day, Van, is in there working out. He's an NFL athlete, so I have to compete with that all the time. But he's a great friend. And he's also a pastor. And so he wanted to compete with me on leg lifts, hanging leg lifts, where you hold on. Now, you're not strapped in. You're hanging on.
Yeah, it's dead hangs with leg lifts.
Dead man. Yeah, so you're basically, you better have a good grip.
Yeah.
And so I ended up doing 40 reps with that doggone leg lifts, one set without stopping.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, God, my strength is coming way up. And that's the only thing I've changed on that now is the creatine and the bovine.
Okay.
So just thought I'd say that.
Good. That's why I want to ask you about it.
Yeah, I slept really well last night. So is creatine the end-all, the be-all? I don't know. I'm saying between that and this, I'm doing pretty good.
Proper German creatine, like I said, with the extended-release capsule, so it actually breaks down your small intestine.
Proper German creatine, I like that.
That's what it is. And so it comes out of Switzerland.
You're not going to start screaming Deutschland.
Deutschland. No. But no, it's because when I learned that years ago, as far as the proper quality of creatine in a capsule, controlled release capsule, works much better than dumping, keeping scoops of creatine in your shaker, because it just, your creatinine goes to the roof. Yeah. I couldn't figure it out. I get blood work done and my creatinine levels were really high.
Not good.
My doctor's like, dude, that's too much stress on your kidneys. What are you taking? I'm like, oh, I'm like 15 grams of creatine right now loading. Yeah. And he's like, dude, stop. And then I did more research and I realized you don't need that much. It's not healthy for you. The hydrochloric acid in your stomach breaks it down almost immediately. And all you get is a bunch of waste product. Hence why you get so bloated. You need a couple grams, controlled release capsule, extended release capsule, boom, done. And that's why the only one that I carry will take now.
Yeah, but so now I'm doing I'm doing a regular, being a real serious workout on legs again. So I love it because I haven't been able to do that in years. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Good.
Oh, by the way, I lost this little article from Daily Mail. I lost 150 pounds on Ozempic.
Oh, boy.
I'm also losing my mind, my memory, my sight, my speech, and my hearing, and I can barely walk or eat. If you really want to lose 150 pounds of weight and you lose almost all muscle on these drugs, you're not going to feel very good. You're going to feel horrible. And if you're losing your memory, your sight, your speech, and your hearing, and you can't walk or eat, it's not a good look. Just thought I'd mention that. you know, be really careful. You know, if you're gonna, if you get, think about it for a second. If you go, if you get bariatric surgery done and you have your stomach made smaller and you can now only eat X amount of calories per day versus what you were eating and you lose a bunch of weight, doesn't it make sense had you just reduced the amount of caloric, the calories that you were taking to start with? You'd have gotten the same results without having the damaging effects. And if you have done all of that, make sure you take the powdered multiple. Make sure you take nutrients because you're not going to be able to eat enough food to get enough nutrient density to maintain your health. I've got a good friend of mine right now. She had to have bariatric surgery, and she was really run down. She was staying sick, and she started on the powdered multiple. And man, she is—I mean, she's good. She is going and getting it now. Man, she feels great.
Oh, the powdered multiple is awesome. Now, yeah. The capsules work good too. That's why, I mean, they run them on sale. Everybody buys them.
Well, they're more convenient.
They're more convenient. Yeah. But as far as being able to take high doses of it, the powder is more efficient because anyway, you don't have to deal with flow capsules,
flow agents,
and try to deal with capsules on there. That's one of the reasons why we put together the Ultimate Multiple Powder 3-pack. I guess we could put a 3-pack of the capsules together. I've never done that before. Everybody usually buys one at a time.
Well, normally what they do on those is they do it. They have the monthly thing shipped to them.
Yeah, that's more of it. Keeping it in a tight budget with it. Mm-hmm. You want to keep the capsules on it. But when you want the 3-pack, that's 15% off on the powder. That's a great deal on it. And then that way you just stay stocked up on it.
Mm-hmm. So, you do. It does. But the Ozempic and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a diabetes drug.
That's
helps
exactly
to stabilize insulin.
It's crazy about this. I had a customer, real good customer, come in the other day, got some more product from us, told he's dropped almost 100 pounds naturally with berberine, cinnamon extract, changing his diet, and cutting out Mountain Dew. And he said the doctors were trying to get him originally to get on Ozempic when he first was starting to lose weight. And he said the doctors were telling him, they said, well, your A1Cs are like 5.1. They're still actually really good, even though you're really overweight. They said, here's what you need to do to get your blood sugar to spike before you do the blood work so we can get you the prescription for Ozempic.
What?
Yes. Kid you not. He said they were telling me and coaxing me how to do and what to drink, basically drinking like orange juice or apple juice right before you get your blood work and get your blood sugar to spike. Basically to trick it. So they go, oh, he's diabetic. He gets Ozempic. Boom. Immediately. So they don't get in trouble with the script on it now. And I thought, really?
Well, it's not designed for weight loss.
No, it was never a weight loss drug. It's a diabetic drug. And that's the problem with it. You got everybody using it now to lose weight.
Well, and let me just kind of share that for a second. What happens is elevated insulin called Syndrome X. That's what it was always called, Syndrome X. And what that means, you have elevated blood sugar and elevated insulin. All that elevated insulin storing all that blood sugar is fat. And you get your waistline gets thicker and thicker. You start getting fatter and fatter and bigger, and you don't know why. It's because of insulin. Insulin is a storage hormone. And if you lower the insulin levels down, the body stops storing the body fat. You start losing, but you also start losing muscle weight. So it's not a good look. So it's best to go ahead and bring the insulin down, like eating fish and vegetables or beef and vegetables or, you know, chicken and vegetables and not eating it deep fat fried. And you know, you deep fat fry it and, you know, in soybean oil.
Oh, yeah.
Now you got a hormonal nightmare going on in your system, a hormonal cascade of estrogen. So that really makes it hard to lose weight. And so all these people that are coming in and gaining the weight, and a lot of it's the wine, because the wine is so much sugar, it elevates the insulin again and blows up blood sugar. And plus it stops the production of an enzyme called lipase. And you only produce a little bit of it. That burns body fat instead of storing body fat. 1 ounce of alcohol twice a week will reduce the production of lipase by almost 70% for an entire week. So if you do it like on Tuesday and Friday, you're not producing lipase. And you're going to start getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm only drinking 2 or 3 glasses of wine a day. Well, how about you don't do that? Just saying. I mean, you see it. The same thing happens with beer, with the beer guts and stuff. So be careful with alcohol. If you do it, do it upon occasion for a special deal, and don't ever get drunk. That's not cool.
No, but if you are, it's a tip. If you are occasionally going to drink, make sure when you do it in a very small moderation. You eat super clean. That's a big factor.
And take our detox program.
Yes, and take the detox or the GHI cleanse. But the worst thing you can do is go have a couple beers one weekend for somebody and go eat a whole pizza, because you want to talk about getting fat quick. Your body will not process. It will not burn the cheese, the bread, everything. It will store all its body fat because of the lipase basically reduction. And that's a big thing about it. Eat like, you know, fish and vegetables if you're going to have like, you know, it's a cocktail or a wine with some special occasion or some big luncheon or dinner, whatever it is. Don't go eat a bunch of junk.
Well, and if you're just trying to be cordial with people and they give you a glass of something, just take a sip of it and be done with that too. Yeah. Don't be drinking the whole thing and asking for seconds. It's not good. Oh, we're out of time.
Appreciate you guys. Hope you guys are enjoying the show here. We're putting it together for you every single day. Team Health Masters, give us a call if you need anything. 1-800-726-8255. 1834. Be sure to check out the product of the week and follow us on the Brewer Show and all the different platforms we're on there. We appreciate you guys.
And I got to pray for you.
Have a fantastic
day. And I pray for you guys all the time. And thank you for your support of Health Masters. I really love you guys a lot. And I really appreciate you guys a lot. And you guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.